This is Charlie from thekeys2internetmarketing.com. Social marketing in the 21st century. Do you risk becoming extinct? A blog post by John Mariotti yesterday, 15th of May 2008, stated that real business people don't use and won't use social media marketing. The article goes on to provide 10 reasons why Mr. Mariotti won't use social media, and while some of his points have merit, I was left quite flabbergasted as to his main reasonings. It is an interesting point of view that real business people don't use social marketing. Really? In the offline world, I wonder what you would call conventions, seminars, business mixes, and the like. Certainly, there is an aspect of social marketing there, isn't there? So I guess if I was a real business person, I would turn up to a conference for the talks only, definitely not speak to anyone, allow anyone to get to know me, or get to know anyone else. I guess I'm not a real business person then. I certainly enjoy going to events as much for the social aspect as for the informational parts. Okay, to give Mr. Mariotti his due, he does state, true relationships may originate in email or other similar venues, but must become personal and not electronic to be meaningful value. He almost gets it here. Sure, as Mark Hendricks from the Internet Success System always says, people have to know you, like you, trust you before a successful business relationship can be entered into. However, Mr. Mariotti is inferring that an electronic relationship cannot become personal and that perhaps the two are mutually exclusive. But isn't that the benefit of social media? That you can take an electronic relationship and add an interpersonal aspect to it? Certainly. I have met many interesting people using social media sites, and I would consider many of them business colleagues and some of them even friends. By interacting appropriately through these mediums, I have been able to get to know, get to like, and get to trust people I wouldn't normally have considered dealing with through email, and conversely, I have been able to allow many people to know me, like me, trust me, and we are doing business. I have to agree that some of the social media sites are just plain tedious and not designed to allow business people to connect and interact at a business level. However, I can draw parallels here to the many associations and clubs that exist for business people in the offline world. Some of these organisations are aimed purely at being social and having fun, whilst others deftly weave the threads of socialisation and business together, and the last group are there just to allow business to occur. This is the same with social media sites, and it's a matter of finding out what fits you best. Mr. Mariotti further cites that there are other, more focused ways of networking and marketing instead of placing your identity, your information, photos, etc. in the public, very public domain, as a detriment to using social media. Going back to the know you, like you, trust you model, isn't the ability to put your identity, information, and photo into a very public domain an excellent method to achieve this? I certainly wouldn't share all my deeply personal information on these sites, but my business persona is definitely promoted. Mari Smith from Facebook for Professionals is an excellent advocate and example of how this can be achieved. My next favourite quote from the post is, when I want to expand my network, I want to choose who will be involved and know that their involvement is willing and enthusiastic, not the result of an email and a few clicks of the mouse. Now here I think Mr. Mariotti really doesn't get it. Social media doesn't rely solely on email to get people involved. In fact, by allowing people to view your public profile, see what your business is about, and being an active member of the social community, you are more likely to guarantee willing and enthusiastic participants in your projects. Better yet, you can also see who is participating in your business, and you can moderate your network to ensure the quality and type of people that you get. I was left wondering about this statement. Social networking is in the evolutionary stage, and as such, all of the sites that exist now will change, evolve, become either more useful and secure, or go away. The lessons are there in recent history. CompuServe, early versions of AOL, Prodigy, and all the other now defunct or otherwise transitory internet, email, or proprietary web systems. Oh, come on! There will always be something bigger and better just around the corner. What is Mr. Mariotti trying to prove with this statement? If he was to wait for the next bigger and better computer, I guess we wouldn't be reading his post now. What about the next bigger or better TV or DVD style machine? Of course technology will evolve, and it is our responsibility to evolve with it. In fact, it is the use of these technologies that allow them to evolve to meet consumer demand. However, this would have to be my most favourite statement. I feel it gives a wonderful insight into Mr. Mariotti's point of view. Face-to-face, person-to-person contact is always best, especially at the start, and there are so many ways and places to find that preferred human network. This can be supplemented later by email contact or web-based communications. So let's examine that a little closer. If you are talking about traditional 80s or 90s styles of business, where you only deal with organisations or people that you can physically influence, and by physical influence, I mean meet with and get to know on a person-to-person level, then Mr. Mariotti's view is really quite valid. However, the world has moved on and we are no longer a series of smaller local communities that do business together. There is a large global community that we can, if we choose, do business in. The ability to meet in person each and everyone you do business with at the outset is not always there, and social media allows a quasi person-to-person interaction to occur. I am a living example of this. In the last 6 months, through social media sites, I have met hundreds of new people. A smaller handful of those people that I now interact with on a regular basis using social technologies, and we are developing some exciting business opportunities as a result. The social medium allows these relationships to develop and flourish. But what's even better for me is that when I decide to travel, there will be people for me to meet in nearly every country in the world. How fantastic is that? I consider myself to be a real business person. I am embracing social media as another way to get my products and services to market and to grow a truly international business. If I was to take Mr. Mariotti's view, I would be doing the hard yards to meet people personally and spending a lot of my time on the road, and there are only so many hours in the day that you can take this approach. Thankfully, social media makes me more accessible and, in return, makes my customers and business colleagues more accessible to me. For your business to flourish in the 21st century and beyond, you need to be revising your customer and business partner contact strategies to leverage as much of the new technologies as you can. If you don't know how or even where to start, then seek assistance. There are businesses who specialize in helping business people leverage the social media beast to their benefit. So ask yourself, do you risk your business becoming extinct in the 21st century by not embracing the current social media movement? And then after that, whatever next technological advance comes along, are you going to be extinct? This is Charlie from the Keys to InternetMarketing.com. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please visit my blog and comment on it. Thank you.